Would you join me in reading the chalice lighting, please? It's on your order of service. We light this chalice for our children and youth and for us, celebrating the flame of faith lit in each of us, honoring the light each of us bring to the world, rejoicing in the community we create together. Our opening words are by Peter Morales. I am a UU because I am convinced I need other people who love what I love. I am a UU because I want to join hands with others to create a world in which everyone matters. Everyone is free. Everyone is respected. And everyone lives in peace. I am a UU because I have seen what love, understanding, and commitment can do. And finally, I am a UU because I am convinced that if we let the love in our hearts guide our ways, the possibilities before us are breathtaking. Let's join in singing hymn number 131, Love Will Guide Us. Please stand as you are able, number 131. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Skagit Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. My name is Rosemary Stevens, and I've been a member since 1994 and serve on the Leadership Council and the Worship Team. Here at the Fellowship, we welcome people of many beliefs and backgrounds. Whatever you believe about God or don't, you will be welcome here and challenged to be your best self. If you hunger for spirituality without dogma, if you long to put yourself to work healing a suffering world, if you want a faith community that helps you deepen into life's questions, even when there are no answers, Unitarian Universalism may be your religious home. Announcements on Saturday night at 5:30, we welcome the children here for an evening of chaos. And I said that in front of them. I should have never done that. We are going to have pizza and play around, have a good time. And if you want, if you kids want to learn chess, we even have somebody who wants to teach you chess. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It starts at 5:30. It's over at 8. What? I've got all these noises coming from the front row. It's scary. And it costs $25 a child. This is a fundraiser that the Board of Trustees is putting on, which means I have to be there and suffer along with the rest of them. But it'll be a lot of fun. Well, you know, the kids are great. We have wonderful kids here. Are there any other announcements that I forgot? Yes, Doris, make it quick. Come on. No, you got to be on mic.
Good morning. I put a note in the bullet in the email on Thursday about that we're now putting our advertisement in the Skagit Valley Herald in the worship directory. So you should be able to look there or tell your friends to look there and see what's who the speaker is the coming week. So that costs $25 a week. And so I put the note in saying if anyone would like to support that in your pledge, please feel free. And another thing is that one of my friends, Alan, who's a techie wizard who lives on Lopez Island, and you might have met him here, he helped to get the equipment together so that we can record the presentation or the sermons. And so I think we're moving towards being able to post those on our website, which I'm, all of this is part of our board's outreach to try to help get more people to know what we're doing here.
Thank you, Doris. Here comes the newspaper man. We better be careful.
This was going to be a hope, concern, and joy, but it really is an announcement. My joy is that I hope that the men are going to get together Friday here at the church at 6 o'clock for a solstice gathering. My concern is I haven't done anything to really tell anybody about it. And so 6 o'clock Friday, I'll have something for us to think about and talk about. Bring something to eat or drink or share, and we'll be here for a couple hours from maybe 6 to 8. Guys, show up.
Is there food involved?
We're bringing something each to eat or drink to share.
Put that in the weekly announcements, Ken. Oh, you did? Okay. Oh, well, what can I say? What you should be discussing is this week's Time magazine. Moving right along, we know our financial contributions to this congregation come from sacrifice and hard work. We are so grateful for this and commit together to ensure the funds we gather collectively do a greater good for ourselves and the world than they could have done alone. May there be an offering to sustain and grow the life and mission of this congregation. May we give in love and hope.
Spiritual growing in congregations. We
Thank you all so much. Pat reminded me that the gifts for the two families were delivered and that they were very, very happy to receive them. So thank those of you who participated to make sure. This is the Skagit Valley, Skagit Herald Fund. And so it worked out very, very well. Ours is a welcoming community where we find connection, a spiritual community where we find meaning. Ours is a sharing community where our joys are amplified, a caring community where our sorrows are lessened. We take this moment to reflect our joys and sorrows and acknowledge the mutual support of our community. If you would like, you may come forward and release a stone into the water in silence or with a brief verbal expression of a special joy or sorrow.
Hi, I'm Annalise. This is a little one, but I kind of got voluntold into a great big project at work, into directing said great big project at work, but one of my coworkers called me up and asked, how can I help? And I said, oh, you've already helped so much by giving me some ideas. And he says, no, can I actually help with this particular other project? Can I compile a lot of data for you? Okay, thank you. So he gave me a chance to breathe, and I really appreciate that.
Hi, I'm Peggy. Let me pick a stone first. Ooh. There's one that looks like my mother's gallstones. sorry. If those of you who came to the memorial service, you saw I was wearing, my mother made her got her earrings made into gallstones, and I wore them to the service. So this is what my mother's earrings look like. But I'm here. This is a joy. A couple of weeks ago, you all heard me say that I had some not great news. I'd been waiting to hear about getting a second opinion from the regional specialist at Seattle, and I was told it would be January, and I felt like I was just hanging in the breeze and had a couple of really rough weeks. My appointment is tomorrow, and for that, I am grateful. I will find out what we'll take the next step to see what we need to do to move forward.
Hi. Oh. Okay. Hi. This is a joy. Been having a tough year at work, and to remind myself and help with the stress, I got a tattoo, which I never thought I would get because I don't know. Just not. Never thought I'd be the type to get a tattoo, but it's really cool. And I put it here. It says "breathe" in German, Atmen. And so then, when I'm in sixth period and those kids are driving me nuts, I just look down. It reminds me to. Just to breathe. So it's been actually really helpful, and it's written like this so I can see it, so it's just for me, which I think is cool. Wonderful.
Hi, I'm Andrea, and nothing huge, but yesterday was a nice day. Christopher and I went on a bike ride, which was really fun, and Odessa and Alan went hiking and took a bunch of pictures of mushrooms, and we got most of our Christmas packages out and finished our Christmas card. So it was a nice day.
Is there anyone else? May we remember those who have spoken, those they have named, and those we hold in silence in our hearts. Please stand as you are able and sing hymn number 298, Wake Now My Senses. All verses. That's 298. We now have a meditation, so please relax. Allow your eyes to close as you listen to these words. To live content with small means, to seek elegance rather than luxury, and refinement rather than fashion, to be worthy, not respectable, talk gently, act frankly, to listen to the stars and the birds, to babes and sages, with open heart, to bear cheerfully, do all bravely, await occasions, grow up through the common, this is my symphony. Now we welcome the children who will teach us about a holiday called Chalukah. It's one I've never heard of before, and I'm thrilled to find out that there is a Unitarian it's a holiday called Chalukah.
I'm Emily Bianconi, and I, this December, have been a member here for 5 years, so it's kind of extra special to be able to share this with you as the group of CRE, because that's one of the things that brought us here to this church. So Chalukah is a UU winter holiday that I think is particularly delightful because it originated here in our Pacific Northwest neighborhood. So it started in 2005 from conversations that Daylene Marshall, a young woman, was having with her friends when she was a student at the Vancouver School of Theology in British Columbia. Like many winter holidays celebrated in our darkest month of the year, it's celebrated with light. And what better way to celebrate than with the symbol of our faith, the chalice. In a UU World article, Daylene Marshall said, "Don't make Chalukah into another holiday obligation. People don't have to do hard things for it. We try so hard to fit our UU beliefs into other holidays. I thought it might be nice to have one organized around our own values." So Chalukah begins on the first Monday of December, and it lasts 7 days, one day for each UU principal. Each day, a chalice is lit, and the day is spent reflecting and acting on the principle for that day. So today, the families of CRE wanted to share how we all celebrated Chalukah. So we've divided up the principles. So the first principle, and these principles, we're not reading them how they're stated, typically like in the front of our hymnal, but they've sort of been adapted for families and young people. So our first principle is each person is important, and Disa is going to talk about that.
My name is Disa. We ate chili a lot and made ornaments from things we found on the beach.
Very nice. That was number 6. Yeah. Build a fair and peaceful world. All right. Each person is important. Do you want to do that now, or do you want to switch them? Oh. I have you as 1, 2, 4, and 6. Number 1 was Disa. Okay. That's all right. Our second principle, be kind in all you do. And the White House family is going to talk about that one.
You guys are also, Alistair's also on that one.
do it. I think we have a shy one here. Then be kind in all what you do. Over discussion this week, Jasmine, who is homesick today, basically hit a rock at someone's house because they love rocks. We're not going to say whose house it was. And Ashley is supposed to say that we prepared a box for the homeless lady under the bridge that Nancy Miller talked about. And what did we put in there? All kinds of stuff, food, flashlights, matches, hand lotion, food, water, hairbrushes, and stuff that she might need every day. We were just there Friday, and looks like she's still there.
Thank you. Should we wait for, cycle back to Alistair, maybe? Yes, it is a sample of the chaos that the board will have on Friday for further fundraiser. Principle 3, we're free to learn together. Alyssa?
What am I supposed to say?
Say your name. We'll talk about it.
My name's Alyssa.
So we had the third principle, which is about acceptance, and we have actually been sick lately, and we've been spending time at home talking about accepting each other and accepting people for their beliefs as they are.
Alistair, did you want to talk about be kind in all you do?
I was kind to include someone in our game because he looked lonely and no one was playing with him. And now he's playing the game every day with everyone.
And stay here. Because principle 4 is we search for what is true, and Alistair's also telling us about that.
You can sit down, sure. Okay, so principle 4 is search for what is true. And one of the activities was to learn a new game as a family, or to eat food from another religion's celebration. And so we had a guest come over that night, and she brought chocolate gelt for Hanukkah, the chocolate coins, and we couldn't find our dreidel, so we downloaded a dreidel app. So we got to spin it on our phone, and we played dreidel to help celebrate Hanukkah, and that's something. I grew up Unitarian Universalist. My parents got married in a UU church, and it's definitely nice to have something where we can celebrate our principles as they are, because I did grow up trying to shoehorn and reinterpret dominant holidays into what we believed in. So it's nice to be able to share that as our own religion. And yeah.
So principle number 5, all people need a voice. And the White House family was going to share with us about that.
know, it appears that shyness really is a gene. Again, all people need a voice. Jasmine was supposed to say that we helped Doris by letting her spend the night when she was running for office. We were sort of the midway point between here and there, and she spent many nights with us, and she was very, very busy. And the girls were very hospitable towards her, and they got a lot out of that stay. Ashley was supposed to stay, and this is a biggie, that she was quiet when Grandma was making phone calls for Jorge when he was running for office. That was a lot of being quiet.
Thank you. And Doris, did you want to share something as well? I had your name down for that one. No, you didn't.
Everyone has a voice?
Yes.
Well, as people know, I work in the school district in Seattle. And all through the years that I was an educator, I was involved with something called the Safe Schools Coalition, which started in the 80s as a way for gay, lesbian, and trans and questioning youth to be safe within the schools, and families who had sexual minority parents to be safe in the schools. And so we were instrumental in getting information into the schools, books about that, or that had children who were sexual minorities as their topics. And also started a youth drop-in center in Seattle. And I helped to support the beginning of the Gay and Straight Alliance in Mount Vernon High School when I was working there years ago. And so just believing that all children and all adults who have whatever orientation should have a voice and feel safe in their education and also in their church environment.
Thank you. So principle number 6, build a fair and peaceful world. The Shermans are going to share with us about that.
Okay, so one of the activities for building a fair and peaceful world is have leftovers to remind us not to be wasteful, or donate to a global cause, or volunteer, or write a letter to a representative or a global organization. So. Now, Deesa is going to tell what we did for that principle.
Again.
Again.
I want you to come with me.
Okay. All right. Okay. Here, hold your. I'll hold your paper. Here. You did such a good job the first time. You can do it.
No, you do it.
All right, so you can imagine, you've heard Deesa say this before, so you can imagine her voice saying it again. So we ate chili a lot and made ornaments from things we found on the beach instead of buying new ornaments.
Thank you. And principle 7, we take care of the earth. Alex.
Hi. So this principle really lines up with the project that I've been working on at school. It's where we pick an endangered or threatened animal off of the World Wildlife Foundation website and do a project about them. And yeah, so this principle is really about respecting nature and stuff, but it can also mean like your social environment. I guess. I don't know. But, well, this really doesn't make sense now. Yeah, so we did a lot of research on our animal and their environment, and a big part of it was a food web, which is a graphic organizer that shows a transfer of energy from one animal to another. And it's a really good way to see, like, all the connections between them in just one small problem, like, my animal was the red panda. If that disappeared, it would slowly snowball into such larger problems that, you know, hurt those around us and ourselves. So we really just got to be careful what we do to the environment. It's a delicate balance. And, yeah.
Thank you. And now we have some closing words and thoughts. Oh, yes.
Hi, just a very minor correction, because we're hearing about the power of truth. A quote is, there's three things you can't hide very long: the sun, the moon, and the truth. Well, I got credit for something just now up here that I didn't do, so I have to straighten that out. And I wish I'd have been aware of the lady under the bridge, but someone else brought that issue up and did something about it and made something happen. So there you have it, the end.
Thank you. Okay, and some closing words that Isaac is gonna give us.
These closing words are by Gwen Matthews, and this kind of just relates to the other holidays around Christmas. As December opens up before us, we welcome in the gift of reflection. We turn toward our holiday celebrations and search for common threads of meaning. We begin with Yule, the winter solstice, and we are invited to explore the duality, cycles, and seasons, and to witness the Holy King be overcoming by the Oak King. Yule reminds us that we all partake in the miracle of renewal. Hanukkah, the festival of lights, commemorates a time of miracles when the faith of the Jewish people sustained them to reclaim the Holy Temple and kept the light of menorah burning for 8 days. Christmas, the celebration of Jesus' humble birth in the manger, offers us to revisit the miracle of birth and desire to find our Savior to heal the scars of humanity. Here in our church, you are just as much as a holy miracle as turning of the earth, as persistence and dedication to faith, as the creation of new life. We see the love you give us to others, the space you create and hold one other's joy and sorrows, and the generosity and spirit you entrust in this community. You are the holy miracle. This community is one miracle maker.
Thank you. Thank you. So we hope that next year we invite you to celebrate Chalukah as well.
I'd like to open the floor to a brief discussion about the importance of our children in this congregation. I know that it's hard not to love them because they're so wonderful, but do you have any comments? Is there anything you'd like to see happening with the children? I love this. I love this idea of Chalukah. I think it's a great idea. Uh-oh.
Okay, so I'm Greg, and once again, I grew up Unitarian Universalist in a predominantly Catholic town. There's a joke that I say a lot, you know, how many Buffalo Catholics does it take, or how many Buffalo Protestants does it take to screw in a light bulb? The answer is both of them. So growing up, you're surrounded a lot by other kids your age asking about what you believe in. And frequently as Unitarian Universalists, and I think Barbara Davenport spoke to this last week, we kind of express our beliefs in what we don't believe in. And I see our children's religious education program as giving our kids tools to stand up for what we believe in, what we're choosing to believe in them as a family, but also as a community, and being able to express that with power to and respect to other kids their age. I know our children come home with stories about their friends and their friends going to church and their friends having celebrations. And I'm glad that all of us have decided to give the opportunity to our kids to be able to be participants in that conversation.
Is there anyone else?
It's opened my eyes to, I think I need to get more involved with the children, you know, because they're our future, and I feel like I now I've made a connection with them more. You know, I'd like to help out. I'd like to help out more with the kids. Okay, that's what it, you know, means to me. It's touched me, so thank you.
If anyone else is also interested, I'll just kind of announce to everybody. If you want to be more involved, we do have the CRE is after church on the first three Sundays, and we would love to have you join us, and you don't have to plan that ahead of time. If you would love to help us organize those lessons, I mean, that would be lovely too, and connect with any of the families. We have each been assigned, you know, we've selected weeks that we're taking care of the programming for that day. And we also take care of the lunch for that day, too. So we have lunch and the lesson after church on the first three Sundays. And you're always more than welcome to join us.
I think if I had a wish, it would be that we have more children, more families that have children, and particularly older children. I'd love to have teenagers here. They're so exciting. Those two. Those two are teenagers. But I want more of them. And I think that would be just wonderful. I love the children. I think they are, I wouldn't have been a teacher if I didn't love kids. But I'd just like to see more kids. I just love having them here. And I want to thank the parents and the kids for putting this program on. Thank you so much. I know you worked hard, didn't you? Yes.
I am very appreciative of the parents of children. I think it takes a lot of courage and commitment for you all to come to a small congregation with not a lot of resources. We don't have a professional religious educator this year. And I'm very, very grateful that you folks come week after week and brighten our days with your children and put up with the fact that we aren't supporting you as much as we might be able to.
Is there anyone else? Well, we're going to sing a hymn, but I don't know what it is till I get up there. Let's sing hymn number 90, From the Fret and Fever of the Day. Hymn number 90, Stand as You're Able. Thank you. Our closing words. We are never complete. We are never finished. We are always yet to be. May we always allow others to be and help and enable each other to grow toward all that we are capable of becoming. And will you join me in the extinguishing of the chalice? It's on your order of service. The chalice is extinguished, but its light lives on in the minds and hearts and the souls of each one of us. Let us carry the flame with us and share it with those we know and those we love, and most especially with those we have yet to meet. Shall we gather in our circle song and sing together? Don't make a face at me, you funny girl.